morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Talk about it. Seriously, let's just talk about it. Why don't we move this show? Can we run some cables right now? I just need about 20 foot of cable, Chuckster, and we'll sit right there. There's window seating right now at the Kirkwood Brew House. You can watch Frank Cusimano do his award-winning press box that he's been doing for the last 45 years. You can sit right outside the studios. The Kirkwood Brew House has a patio.
Packed.
And today, it is rocking. I got to say, yesterday, in fact, on my list of things to do was to call Tim Lane and his brother, Brendan Lane. I think they were hanging out yesterday during our show, the Kirkwood Brew House. Now they're in trouble with their employer. But I've seen people coming and going, and I said, we got to take advantage of this beautiful patio. Frank talks about the tappers every day. It's up and running. People are hanging out. Why are we not sitting out there?
Great question. A lot of people enjoying lunch.
I don't know.
And some noon beers.
One of you guys could go use that microphone they have out there for the,
guests. This.
Nobody's used it yet, but I imagine it'll happen eventually.
I don't think they're aware of it.
Nah, probably not.
We actually have a little setup here where you can walk up and there's a microphone and you can talk to the host in the studio. It's a great idea. When I was a kid, we'd go to the KC Studios in Crestwood. We'd ride our bikes there. And you could walk up to a window and see the DJs in there, probably smoking pot and playing like Iron Maiden or whatever, and you could bang on the window while they're doing their show. Here, you can actually communicate with us. All right, who's out there? Is that Bill? Bill, where are you from? What kind of gun you carrying? And you can
give us your takes.
Yeah, hot takes. Nonetheless, Midday Grind.
What is there, laughing gas in here or something?
I think so. Midday Grind here on a Thursday. I had to think about it for a second. Oh, did you see that Kachuk thing? Did we talk about that, how classic that was?
Yes.
I think we talked off-air about it, right?
I think off-air.
Keith, who never knows what day it is. We love Big Walt.
What is today, Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Martin's Friday, though. That's the thing. I can tell he's in weekend vacation Wisconsin wedding mode.
Going to a wedding this weekend.
Boom. See, look how happy he is, man. He's never this happy.
I'm looking at the clock. We got a clock here bigger than Big Ben. I can see it's 12:06:12, 12:06:13. I could count the whole time if you want. Counting it down, buddy. Hitting the road. Going up to a family weekend. Looking forward to that. Charles will be in charge at Fox 2 while I'm away.
That's
not in
true.
Charge of anything other than the sports office, but
yeah,
sort of the Al Haig.
Tonight, myself and Zach Choate. Tomorrow, I'll be doing all the shows. We got the Prep Zone. And then Sunday, I'll be commandeering game day. And how about this? The local television debut of our very own here at 590, Eric Messersmith, talking NFL. He does a great job. Let me just say, I may have already taped the interview, and he was fantastic.
Did he work in any gratuitous Penn State comments?
I actually did ask him about growing up in the great state of Pennsylvania and being a football fan with the Steelers, with the Eagles, and such. And also, his hair looked fantastic. Before we started the interview, he said, how's my hair look? It looked great.
Eric Messersmith appearing on Fox 2 Game Day. That's that Sunday show. People always come up to me and they say, you know, that show really reminds me of like the Sunday morning newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of what it feels like. I don't ever say that. People are always coming up to me. 10:30 Sunday morning, if you want to see Eric in action. Midday Grind brought to you by Appliance Discounters. They're easy to find all around the area, including Fairview Heights, Illinois. They added that within the last couple of years. 10,000 square foot showroom. Webster Groves, that's the original spot. When this began, you hear Denise on the commercials. Denise Bradley recruits her husband, John. He's a retired police officer. She said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to open an appliance store. He said, I thought I was retired. That was more than 10 years ago. Gets her brother Tony involved. Those three, that was it at the Webster Groves location on Watson Road. That one's still around, but you have five others. Mentioned Illinois, also in the city, in St. Charles, Also, Baldwin, Missouri, and South County. That's the newest addition at Concord Plaza. They prefer Concord over there. Concord Plaza. Mm-hmm. TheAppliancediscounters.com is the website. If you need a new appliance, you know the drill. Big names at the lowest prices. Their savings are your savings at Appliance Discounters. Pre-show, Charles, Chris Gardner and I were having a conversation, and I said, what are we going to do when Joe Madden's season is over? Because we've become, this show more than any other, and Chris's Twitter account, has become a little obsessed with the keeper of the rules, Joe Madden. And he's taught us a lot. He's taught you and I how to lose weight.
He has.
He is speaking now not only for the Cubs or the National League. Who is he speaking for, Chris?
Listen, I'm speaking on behalf of everybody.
He's speaking on behalf
everybody,
of everybody.
Kind of godlike.
And last night he gets tossed out of the second ejection in the first four games of the NLCS.
Which is dumb, by the way. I said the same thing with John Farrell of the Red Sox.
Although Sox fans were happy. Yeah, get him out of here.
But how do you get ejected in the postseason? You know what I'm saying? You're the leader of the team. I understand you can still make your pitching changes. You can send your liaison up to the dugout. But still, do you really want to get ejected in the playoffs? I understand they won the game, but I think that's a bad move for the leader of the team.
Don't you think last night he was trying to get thrown out? Like,
probably.
They were down 3-0 in this series, even though they were winning the game at the time. Like, he probably decided we need a little jolt. And then when they go on a great run here and win some games, he'll be like, well, here's the deal, guys. You get thrown out. 9 times out of 10, your team wins 4 in a row. I've done some research. He'll get credit. But like the Hayward speech, they're not coming back and winning this series. But if they made a little run, Joe would get credit when he got thrown out.
Don't you think all the pressure right now, for this game at least, is on the Dodgers?
Correct.
Clayton Kershaw has some postseason demons. And the Cubs, they're playing with house money. They won it all last year. The Dodgers have not been to the World Series in almost 30 years. All the pressure is on the Dodgers. I understand it comes down to executing on the field, but I do think the Cubs are kind of just should be playing free and easy.
So what's your guess tonight in a Cubs shove? I think they're going to win tonight.
I actually think they're going to win.
I do. I think that Kershaw will be okay. I don't think he'll be horrible, but I don't think he's going to be dynamite. I think there's a little something to it when it's happened so many different times. And LA fans, every fan base, like, oh, we never win. National fans, you're correct. You never win. But in LA, you know they're thinking that in LA, like, we haven't been since 88.
We have the Rams now.
Larry King was on his third wife. Man, this 30 years ago. God, I think the Cubs will win tonight and extend it. Then I think the Dodgers will get it done at home. But I admitted to Frank last night I wanted the Cubs to win just to have that game 5 tonight. I'm not quite ready to say goodbye to the Cubs.
I also, though, I always vote for more baseball. So I always want a game. I wish every series would go 7 because it's fun at night, even if the Blues are playing, but if they're not, to have something fun to watch on TV.
We root for highlights. That's
correct.
Part of it. So Joe Madden, Gardner, as we dig into the audio portion of this program. By the way, Dave Matter is going to join us at 12:30, talking Mizzou basketball. I guess we could ask a football question. How in the hell are they going to beat Scott Linehan's son on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Idaho Vandals. But more about the SEC media days. That's coming up at 12:30. Meantime, Guardsy, what do we have from Joe Madden today?
Well, it was about the phantom foul tip last night. Of course, he loves answering questions in that post game, and we knew what the topic was going to be, and he got right into it.
Listen, I'm all about the umpires, first of all. I'm not going to sit here and bang on umpires. I love a lot of guys on this crew. I've known them for a long time. But that can't happen. The process was horrible to have that change. And if Granderson hits the next pitch out, you know, I might come running out of the clubhouse, you know, my jockstrap. I mean, that was like really that bad. The explanation was eventually it turned into hearing two sounds. Not one of them saw a foul tip or heard or thought it was a foul tip, which I totally cannot agree with that process whatsoever, with all due respect to the umpires. And as Ricky Bobby once said, once you've said with all due respect, then you can say whatever you want.
Well, I said with all due respect.
There you go.
I was going to point out that he really likes his qualifiers. With all due respect, the other day, you really should be doing this, quite frankly. He adds a lot of qualifiers. However, last night, he was correct. That was horrible. That was bad. Somebody heard something, and I'm like, you know what you heard? That camera that keeps showing the Cubs bullpen, every time they cut to the
dancing
bullpen. No, it sounds, the audio there, it sounds like somebody's being shot.
That's what it kind of woke me up. I was falling asleep on the couch at one point trying to watch a game, and then whoosh,
whoosh. I was watching MLB Network this morning.
Humble brag. This guy's got cable. Nice phone and cable.
Mm. Premium channels. And I kind of agree with this take in the sense, Curtis Granderson is one of the nicest guys in baseball. I covered him for a couple years when he was with the Tigers. Literally one of the nicest people you will ever meet. I promise you every media member says, who are your favorite players to cover? Curtis Granderson, if they covered Curtis Granderson, will be the top one or two on that list. And I think because he's a veteran of, what, 13, 14 years in the bigs, he's a nice guy, people trust him. I think when he went out there and said, no, I did tick the ball, I think that had value with the umpires. I honestly do.
Haven't you stayed at his house? I know that's a weird question.
No.
Who am I mean, that sounded bad, but no, in Chicago, you had a friend and you were at a big leaguer's house. Am I conflating stories there? Was
Sandy
that
Alomar got us some free tickets back in the day. That's been discussed a lot on The Morning After over the years.
Who have I worked with? Somebody was at Granderson's house. Why? Never mind. Now it just got weird.
Now I want to know.
Who would that have been?
Text in.
Have you ever stayed? Do you have a friend who was friends with a big league ball player? I'm telling you, this is your story.
Let me think. I can't think of it off the top of my head. I don't think it was Curtis Granderson.
Well, a big league player would have been in Chicago, and you're like, dude, pretty sweet house. I swear this was you.
I don't think it was.
All right, text in. Was Charlie at Curtis Granderson's house? Yes or no? 855-282-8255. 282-8255. As random as that is, I swear.
Now, I did say once, one of my buddies here in St. Louis, I believe, lived in Matt Morris's house for a while. Yeah. I told you that once.
My friend Sean let Ronnie Woo Woo stay on his couch before.
There's probably a lot of Cubs fans that can say that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I did notice during the game last night, there is a stat. It's official now. There's a stat for everything. The Wilson Contreras home run trot was 30.85 seconds. And I'm like, okay, I don't really have any gauge on that. That sounds normal. His normal home run trot average is 23.2. Who in the hell is tracking this stuff?
StatCast.
23.2 is his normal home run trot. Well, last night he went 30.85. Okay. A 7 second difference in terms of circling the bases, what is that, about 1.5?
That's big.
Per base, yeah.
That's a big difference.
It's like a 25%.
Trying to show up the other
team. That's huge.
But the Cubs do like to pimp it just a little bit, don't they?
On those wall scrapers, especially.
Although last night, they were crushing those balls.
Contreras, the ball was the longest postseason home run in StatCast history, I believe. I know it's only since 2015, correct? Wasn't the Contreras homer?
Hit the video board, jumbotron, scoreboard, whatever you prefer calling it there. Cubs winning it last night. Also, we should shift gears just a little bit because we're going to get into the Mizzou stuff. Give the Blues a shout-out. Chuck was down there to hold them accountable last night, and lo and behold, they actually played great. Smacked the Hawks, and then Joel Quenneville dropped a couple of brutals. Said his team was brutal. Only had 8 shots in the first 2 periods. Went brutal. I think this is the Blues formula, and it's something that Doug Armstrong has been trying the last couple of years. And other than Tarasenko, you don't have the super, superstar. You know, we've always said, how do you contend with Taves and Kane? And their answer was always, our top 6, maybe our top 9 will be better than their top 6 or their top 9. Do it with depth.
But how many teams in the NHL have 2 legit superstars like Taves and Kane? Not very many.
Penguins,
teams.
Probably.
There's only Malkin probably 3 or 4 teams.
Right. No, but I'm saying, but you're in their division, so that's who you're trying. It's like the Cardinals. It's the same thing. Ooh, Rizzo and Bryant. How do we contend with them? Mozeliak at that press conference. Hey, do you need one impact? Yeah, 2 would be great. I mean, that's sort of the barometer. The Cubs and the Hawks have the same thing. And the Blues have always said, we can do it with depth. And that's what I think you're seeing is the Blues depth. 5-2 last night. That was a lot of fun. And the question for you geeks would be, if you were wearing a hat, would you throw it? Would you be willing to cough up the hat?
This is a great argument. And I think we've put this on Twitter before. What if you buy a brand new fitted hat, new era? Some of these hats now are close to $40. Once you get the tax and all that, you're talking $37.99. If I buy my kid that hat, and I just got it for him or her a week before for the birthday or whatever it is.
To her, by the way.
Her for myself, yes. Mm-hmm. And she throws that hat on the ice, I'm probably not too happy.
Correct. I don't think you'd throw your hat. And how many people, what's your percentage, people that threw their hat, were drunk, and now they're like, ah, crap. That was my favorite hat. My uncle gave me that from Augusta. I can't believe I did. I got swept up in the emotion. How many people regret throwing the hat? I bet you it's at least 50%.
After the fact, yes. But in the moment, think about how many hockey games have you attended as a fan. How many of them have ended up with hat tricks? I know Jaden Schwartz, it was his third career NHL hat trick.
Name the other two.
You know, of course, against some other Western Conference teams.
That one night against Phoenix, maybe.
Or potentially.
Dallas was one of them because somebody asked him that, and I think he remembered.
Did he?
Yeah, I think it was Dallas a few years ago, and the reporter, I think, nodded as though he answered the question right. So
that's what you do when they know the answer because it's their career.
Like, oh, I guess there's nothing else to say.
And it's really awkward when the athlete says, was that the game when we played the Rangers in New York? And you just go, sounds right.
And then you say,
what am I, the PR guy?
Did you ever stay, Jaden, in Curtis Granderson's house up in Chicago?
I got to figure this out. That's going to drive
me
crazy.
It's funny because I kind of know what you're talking about, but I can't think right now exactly. I think you're
maybe
close.
You went to a party there or something.
Was it Joel Goldberg?
No. Okay. Well, maybe. What if it was? This would be really weird.
Text him.
I'm going to text him. What was it last week? Oh, about Strickland. Strickland claimed that it was the opposite, saying he wasn't somewhere when he actually was, covered the Mike Danton story. And by the end of Friday, Goldberg wrote me back and said, I interviewed the mom and the dad. And I said, well, Strickland said he wrote back, Strickland equals fake news. That's what
like
he wrote
that.
Back. I'm merely reporting what I was told.
To be fair, though. As we all get older, I can't remember things. I can't remember sometimes things that happened yesterday, let alone 15 years ago. You're like, was it that game? Was I there? Was I watching on TV? I understand.
This is important, guys. Carry on, because I'm going to text Goldberg. Were you ever at Curtis Granderson's house, and why did he live in Chicago? Those are the questions being posed on this show. And I think as far as the hats, we did get to the bottom of that one other time. They put them out in a bin, and you can go...
Hats.
Have nothing to be ashamed of. You can go pick it up after the fact, I believe. Maybe even today.
There's no way you'll ever find it.
Right.
Every time I'm at a game where there's a hat trick, I can't help but tweet something stupid because I'm just like, how are you throwing your... Guys, you're not going to get them back. I did it last night.
Maybe
I can't...
you find a better one.
Would you take somebody else's hat?
The guy next to you, woo! Just grab his hat and
it's
throw
like,
it.
It's like, okay, this one's mine, but that one's newer. I'm going to...
So, like, what if they don't make the ice? Does someone else just throw it on there? Because if not, I would just purposely make a bad throw and be able to recoup my hat.
I did that. You know, when you graduate from high school, everybody throws their caps up in the air. I did that with mine where I kind of threw it straight up so I could keep track. I didn't want somebody else's
cap. String on it like a kite.
Yeah, I just didn't want that.
Or, to Gardner's point, if you chuck it and it only makes it halfway, do you have a responsibility as the fan to pick it up and continue
to
chuck?
How nice is that?
Yeah.
I think what would be fun, it'd be a good TV, local television story. You go to guest relations after the fact, and you find kind of the coolest hats. Because I'm sure you find 90% are Blues hats. But is there a random cowboy hat? Is there a random, what do we call them, tam-o-shanters? We learned that's the term.
Tam-o-shanters, yes.
The Mick cap. There's got to
be
some
interesting. Well, that's the one with the ball on top.
Yes, there's got to be some interesting and kind of novelty hats out there.
Why don't we get some video? Shave, could you have time later to run down to the hat bin and just get some video of that?
Yeah, I probably won't do that.
Okay. Just an idea.
Kind of mailing it in, you know.
Good for you.
Like this show.
It is the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan. We'll have some more hat talk maybe later in the week. 855-282-8255. Triad Bank says you can take it to the bank. And I always like to get the pulse of the people. And this is the best way to do it. Take it to the bank. Cubs win tonight. Kershaw looks terrible.
Not terrible.
All right, Kurt, I'm just saying, you can chime in at any. I said he won't be terrible, but you can make a bold prediction. Take it to the bank with Triad Bank. They're on the web at triadbanking.com. They're in Frontenac, the friendly neighborhood bank that is St. Louis-based. 2005 is when it began. And because they are based in St. Louis, when you go to do business with them, looking for a loan, they know the local landscape. So pick their brain, Jim Regna and his team. Great bank. Right there on Clayton Road, about one block west of Lindbergh. And again, on the web at triadbanking.com. Covered a lot of ground there, guys.
Feels good stuff.
A Friday. It really does.
Great segment.
Was it?
Yes.
You think so?
People like this stuff.
I'm going to go. Can I do a take it to the bank?
I just texted Joel Goldberg. I know this sounds really random. Did you ever stay at Curtis Granderson's house? I don't think it was. I think it was you, Chuck. What am I thinking of?
I don't know. I really don't
You've
know.
Never been to a big league ball player's house.
When they were a big leaguer?
I think that's
my buddy,
Chris.
My buddy Brad Hennessy. Brad Hennessy pitched for the San Francisco Giants.
Is he your friend or just a...
I played high school baseball with him, but that was before he was a famous baseball player.
Yeah, famous.
Well, I mean, you're in the major leagues. No, you're a first-round pick.
Of course. I'm
Youngstown State, baby, the Penguins.
You know, he deserves props. I just wouldn't call Brad Hennessy famous.
Okay. That's all. To me, if you're one of the 750 best baseball players
it's
at any given time on the planet.
He's not famous.
And you're making millions of dollars.
Good for him.
To me. And first of all, he's Toledo famous. How about that?
Toledo famous. Hashtag.
That's different.
What's going on? Are you two girls having a separate show?
Well,
over there?
This was the dumbest. This was the dumbest interaction we've ever had on the show.
That's true.
Because Gardner says, "Can I do a take it to the bank?" And then you guys start talking about Brad Hennessy, and I said, "Chris, I don't." I said, "No, I think the answer is no."
I would
and
like.
So we're just looking at each other as you guys are doing whatever that was.
Well, he was saying Brad Hennessy is famous.
No, that's fine.
But do you agree with me that he's not? He's special. Mm-hmm. He's not famous. He's,
I think it was funny because I said, "Can I do a take it to the bank?" And right away, Martin said, "Are you sure you didn't stay at Curtis Granderson's house?"
Look, here's the thing. To
Granderson
be fair,
famous.
This whole hour-long show is and has been derailed by the fact that Martin does not know this Curtis Granderson reference. And I feel like there might be something there. I can't remember exactly what he's talking about, but maybe there is a connection with me. I don't think it's exactly Curtis Granderson, but that's all we can focus on right now. And we're trying to do a live radio show while in the back of our head, all we're trying to think of is Curtis Granderson.
So you can take it to the bank at 855-282-8255. Chris, I was thinking you might have a take it to the bank.
I do. I'm going to, on the heels of my Jason Tatum 34 points in his NBA debut,
yeah.
Tonight will be known as the Kershaw game. I think this is it. This
Where
is the
he goes crazy and pitches great. And
this is one of his defining moments.
I'd be happy for him if he did that. Where all of the talk about October failure, and here he is the one on the mound and seals the deal for the Dodgers after a 29-year wait. That's a good storyline.
My take it to the bank is that Javi Baez does something that we'll want to make fun of tomorrow.
That's fair.
He'll do something in tonight's game that's noteworthy, and I'll laugh at him.
Biggest pimper on the Cubs.
Wilson Contreras.
That's tough, man. He and Javi are tied for
Javi.
First.
It's Wilson, have they both done it on a ball that hasn't gone out?
Well,
I know Contreras did.
Okay, if you include just at-bats, then you might have an argument. But if you include defense as well, I mean, Javi's wagging his finger and stuff like that. So, I mean, overall pimping.
That's true, because Javi Baez, actually, it's kind of an art form, and it's the first time in the history of baseball, myself watching, that I've seen a player be able to pimp tagging people. I'm being dead serious. Javi Baez tags people in a way that's cool.
He pointed at Yadi in the World Baseball Classic before actually making the tag. I have to shift my vote to Baez. I had forgotten about that play.
That's the correct answer, by the way.
Charlie's right.
Roasted.
Whoa. Toledo famous. Score one for you, boy.
Toledo famous, baby. We got Brad Hennessy, Katie Holmes, Jamie Farr, famous feminist.
Chrissy Hynde.
Gloria Steinem. A lot of people forget that both Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh were born in Toledo. I can keep going here.
A lot of people do forget that.
Does Gardner's High School have anyone that was famous?
No.
Brian Stoll's in the Hall of Fame.
Stolle?
Yeah. I'm not.
Stoley's in the Hall of Fame?
At his high school.
And you're not?
I'm not.
I mean, Stoley's great, but the fact that you've been around radio for a lot of years here locally.
I've been around, you know, and nothing. I don't think I've even gotten out.
I want to try to head that up. Can you like make a request to say, hey, you've got another radio personality. Here's my guy, Chris.
When we did the show out there at the park, when Rennie was with us, Rennie was trying to get a statue of me out there. So maybe I'd just bunting, something of me bunting.
You'd be smoking.
Okay.
What? Chris needs a statue. It would look like him. Therefore, it's a statue, but it would not move. We could put socks on it.
My favorite,
just a thought.
My favorite part of the Rennie Nutt impersonation is just not the impersonation itself, but Charlie's shaking his head at the
in disgust.
Because, I love Rennie. Rennie's
I
my
love
boy.
Rennie, too.
And first of all,
you can't say that. Rennie is your guy, and you guys used to have a show together. It was called The Late Night Score. It was called
The Midday Score.
Rennie and the Badger. I forget.
I actually forget the name of all these shows. I believe it was called, what's
you're
this
not
show
getting
called?
A statue.
Middle Relief.
This show is called Midday Grind. That show was called Middle Relief. It was the second, what would you call it? The second coming of that show after myself,
a spinoff.
Burwell, and Strauss.
Mm-hmm. It was sort of a spinoff, I
believe.
It was
a spinoff, yeah. It was kind of like Frasier. Frasier was a spinoff of Cheers, of course. Hey, they were both wildly successful.
Were you that guy? You're on the what? The midweek sludge or something like that? I thought you guys was talking. I tuned in, but you were talking about hats and stupid crap.
You guys only on for an hour?
Who are you doing this time?
That's just guy listening that has a weird Chicago voice.
Okay.
Lives next door to Granderson. Maybe he went there.
I really want to get to the bottom of this.
I don't think Goldberg's even going to respond.
He's like, are you on the radio again? Have no content.
Hey, we got a lot of Mizzou talk. Cut up, other side of the break. Window World, one of our great sponsors. They are located in Bridgeton on the Rock Road. So if you want to check out the merchandise, stop by their showroom. It is a big, beautiful location there, and you can see all of the product right in front of you. So it's one thing to go online, windowworld.com, and see what the windows, the siding, and patio doors, what they look like. But go see it for yourself in person. They'd love for you to stop by St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton or call and set up the appointment inside your home at 993-1800. 314-993-1800. Every single window is custom made. And before winter truly arrives, think about those windows and saving money on your heating bills. Low cost, high quality. That's what Window World has always been about. Simply the best for less. Best. 75 local employees. Best. 993-1800. I don't know who's leading in the derailing department today. Probably me.
Yeah, it's usually you.
I've been watching Chris Russo up there, and I think he's in my head because he's flailing the arms, and it's distracting.
Just hold on a second real quick. You talk about Ducky Medwick, and you go back in the day, look at Baseball Reference. I'm all about the black ink with Baseball Reference. Hall of Fame.
993-1800 is the number to call Window World. It's like watching Hunter Pence bat. It's distracting.
It is.
I think we should turn it off. 314-993-1800. The good folks at Window World, simply the best for less. God, don't let me-